Dear Bastard. Episode 3. Trash Talking. The tension mounts at 17 Chekhov Gardens as green bins, white paint, and red mist come together under one roof.
Hi everyone. When we took out our rubbish this morning, we noticed food waste in the dark green bin. This should be in the brown bin. There were also papers in the brown bin and they should be in the light green bin. Finally, a black bag of rubbish was sitting on the light green bin, and this should go into the dark green bin. Can we please all put our rubbish in the right bins? We've attached the council instructions here, in case that helps. Robbie and Luke, XOX.
4. I'll echo what Luke and Robbie have said. We should all read the guidelines and follow them, it's not hard. Could I also draw attention to the blatant disregard for other people's post? On the back of the lad's note, I took it upon myself, as a good neighbour, to put the black bag into the dark green bin when I took my rubbish out, and then the dark green bin, which is not for paper recycling, I found an appointment letter addressed to me from the NHS. I missed an important podiatrist appointment last week because this letter hadn't reached me. I've had to reschedule it, which has delayed my treatment and kept me hobbling around with me bloody toenail for much longer than necessary. Can we all pay more attention? Cheers. Trevor.
All. I can only offer an unreserved mea culpa in the case of Trevor's NHS letter. I must have inadvertently bundled it up when I did a clear out of the junk mail this week, and into the wrong bin no less. I'm keen that this not happen again. The council bins aren't labelled properly and don't flatter Barry's colour blindness anyway, so I'll get some white paint and send him out to write the instructions on each bin. P for paper, F for food, E for everything else. Trevor, you weren't home earlier when I went to give my apologies. Please call in later for a personal apology, a tea and a scone. I know better than to leave it on the doorstep. Best wishes, Jill.
Hello, Jill. You, or Barry, have written the wrong instructions on each bin. You put the P on the brown bin, what looks like an E or an F on the dark green bin, and what looks like a Y on the light green bin. Can you please fix this ASAP? Attached, again, are the council guidelines. Do you need someone to help you? Cheers, Trevor. P.S. Thanks for the scone regardless.
Hi everyone. Ignore what Jill has written on the bins in white paint. It is wrong. Our dark green bin is overflowing again and the council won't take it away until we clean up our act. We have contacted the council to tell them we need an extra bin. We will pay for this up front and let you know how much you each owe us. Robbie and Luke, XOX.
Hi everyone. Surely to goodness we don't need to fork out for a new bin. We just need better bin etiquette. If we all pay closer attention to what we're putting in what bin, and maybe stop wasting so much in the way of packaging, then surely we don't need another bin. We don't have space for a new one anyway. Thanks, Gabby.
Hi everyone. As you will have seen, our new bin has arrived. This is a dark green bin for your non-recyclable domestic waste, or E, in Jill's code. Don't put food waste, paper, or clean plastic in it. Jill, please don't write anything on it in white paint. The council has charged us £50 for the bin, so we ask each of you to repay us £10. You can put cash through our letterbox in an envelope or do a bank transfer. Ask us for details. And Gabby, there'll be more space for the new bin once whoever owns that motorbike moves it. Robbie and Luke, XOX.
Polite notice. Tuesday, July 2nd, 2019. For the attention of all residents. CC Mr. Gupta. regarding refuse management, parking and sanitation improvement program. Dear fellow residents, kindest thanks to Robbie and Luke for their initiative in obtaining a new dark green bin from the council. I share their zeal for getting this right. I have spoken to the head of the council's environmental department, a fellow tennis club member, who kindly offered to dispatch a representative from her department to give a presentation at the house on Thursday evening. This will explain to us how we should be using our bins, and, just as importantly, why. The brief but important event will be held in the Fenelon living room by Sinead Abalaji, whom I gather is an experienced refuse management officer of some standing. Please let me know if you can attend. We will provide refreshments, lactose-free as always. Please list any other allergens or strong preferences in your replies. As to the motorcycle in the bin area, Trevor, this is yours. It has been an ongoing issue over the last number of years, and I would yet again remind you, once again, that solo motorcycle parking is available down the street and around the corner. Alternatively, you can sublet a parking space in the common parking area to the rear of the garden. Finally, Jill has also industriously restored the bins to their original colours using white spirit left over from a prior painting initiative. She has thus saved the common fund the total of £5.99. I'm sure you will join me in applauding her. Yours sincerely, Barry Fenelon, Chairman, Residents Association, 17 Chekhov Gardens.
Hello, Barry. As you know, I put my motorbike, and the various bikes I've had over the years, closer to the building for the sake of security. You will obviously remember that I have had not one, but two motorbikes nicked because the residents' committee has, in the past, failed to agree on the cost of installing a CCTV camera, or indeed a dummy one, which would be a powerful deterrent if we signposted it clearly. I also remember that I was outvoted several times on that measure, most often by yourself. Can we please reconsider and add to the next AGM's agenda? Meanwhile, this bin lecture you're hosting is a ludicrous idea. I think we can all agree that having some half-wit local government Jobsworth come along and tell us how to separate our rubbish and wash out our yoghurt pots in some kind of seminar in your living room is beneath us all. Can we all not just try to remember to sort our waste properly? We are all adults. None of us mentally compromised, as far as I know. And whoever hasn't figured it out is perfectly capable of trying harder. This didn't happen when I was chairman. Cheers, Trevor.
Hi, everyone. Thanks to everyone who's already paid us their £10 towards the new bin. If you haven't yet, could you please not pay us via coins in an envelope? We can't come to the session, as we've got a lot on with work this week. Agree with Trevor that we don't pay thousands of pounds in council tax to have someone sent round to talk to us like idiot kids who can't read a leaflet about bins. Thanks, Robbie and Luke, XOX.
All. The bin situation has not improved. In fact, it's a disgrace. None of my labelling efforts or new bin initiatives seem to have worked. It saddens me to use such strong language, but the bins stink to high heaven. There are rancid food items overflowing from the recycling bins where they have no business being. Someone also seems to have disposed of a batch of old clothing in the food bin. A fox has dragged some of it out into the garden, and I, for one, do not need to see someone's gusset strewn across my doorstep. Frankly, this is appalling. The council wouldn't even take our bins this week because of the state they're in, which only underlines the need for the seminar Barry is conveying in our living room. I do hope as many of you as possible will attend, so that we can mend our collective ways. Best wishes, Jill. P.S. I myself will not be there, as I'll be attending a meeting at the council headquarters about antisocial behaviour. It seems some of the local down-and-outs have been defecating in people's front gardens under cover of night. We have been spared thus far, but be on your guard.
Hello, my friends. How are you all? Are you well? I am so well. Alas, I too will have to miss Barry's seminar. It's my last week running this year's Spiritual Ceramics Evening Course at the Art Centre, and God knows I'll be up late sorting out the mess, physical and metaphysical. However, I do have some good news, which may help with the vermin issue. I have decided to get a cat. My new pussy will arrive from Cats and Dogs Home this afternoon and will hopefully start pouncing on all those rats pronto. As we say back in my homeland, after dark, all cats are leopards. So appropriate for this instant, wouldn't you say? Warm salutations and lots of love, Rolene. P.S. Getting a cat will require me to fit a cat flap to my front door. I trust getting this installed won't cause any problems, but as the cat will provide a solution to the vermin issue for all the residents, any contribution to the cost of said flap would be welcome.
Polite notice. Friday, July 5th, 2019. For the attention of all residents, CC Mr. Gupta. Regarding Refuse Management Seminar Debrief. Dear all, it was a shame not to see most of you at the event last night, but I can happily report it was a great success. Miss Abalaji is a skilled and elegant communicator, and laid out the bin protocol in meticulous detail, answering all my questions with uncommon style and grace. She also left a great stack of copies of the leaflet we've previously shared. I've slipped one under each of your doors and left the rest in the letter rack for your perusal. And perhaps happiest of all, after several months of missing each other like ships in the night, it was terrific to finally meet Luke in person. I hope he found the talk as edifying as I did. Kind regards, Barry Fennelin, Chairman, Residents Association, 17 Chekhov Gardens. P.S. Leftover lactose-free canapes are still available on a first-come, first-serve basis.
Hi, Rolene. Your cat left a dead rat in the common area this morning. I know this because Benedict picked it up and carried it up the stairs and brought it into our flat as a present for Mummy. I was horrified and disgusted, obviously, and had to get him an emergency tetanus injection. The only place I could get one at short notice on a weekend was the private clinic on the High Street, at a cost of £120. As a legal professional, I'm sending you an invoice for the bill. To be clear, you are liable for the actions of your cat under the Animals Act of 1971, as amended. Please ensure it doesn't do this again, or I will escalate through Mr. Gupta. Thanks. Gabby. P.S. Sorry I couldn't come to the seminar, Barry. I couldn't get a babysitter and had to sit up with Benedict till he stopped crying. Hopefully he hasn't contracted Vile's disease or anything.
You have one new message received today at 9:46 a.m.
Gabby, hi. I am not paying this medical bill. First of all, my cat, who has a name, Roxette, does not have access to the common area, so I have no idea how this rat got inside. It must have entered another way, whether dead or alive. Furthermore, if your child is old enough to carry a rat up the stairs, he is old enough to know not to do it. Also, I am still awaiting your contribution to the cat flap. You're the only resident who has not yet contributed. I'm happy to accept coins in an envelope if you do indeed prefer to pay people that way, as I have heard. Salutations, Rowleen.
Barry. Luke wasn't home last night. He was working on a flight from Gatwick to Gran Canaria and is just flying back now. I don't know who you had in your living room, but they don't live here. Can you give a description so we can all be careful not to let them in if they come to the door again? Jill, perhaps it was one of your down and outs. Have you checked the garden? I've attached a picture of Luke here, in case you need to see what he looks like for administrative purposes. Regards, Robbie.
Thanks for listening to Dear Bastard, written and directed by Andrew Naughty and Paul McCain. Jill Fenlon was played by Sophie Handy. Barry Fenlon was played by Lewis Moore. Trevor McNamara was played by Sebastian Romaniuk. Gabby Hall was played by Amy Gilbrook. Robbie Gold was played by Rory Matheson. And Rowleen Van Aus was played by Laurianne Clements. Thanks to Maggie Marie Casto for casting and directing assistance. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter. Search for Dear Bastard Podcast or follow the links in the episode bio. And please leave us a review wherever you get your podcasts.